psychopathic salespeople from hell. The dead flesh is mounting up to the molehill with the cellar door open, and the smells wafting out from the dark. Still, there is no permanent way to clean the mess unless one is prepared to deal with rotten issues buried deep in that meaty tunnel through which the void has us pressed together, with the bacteria and other subtle things slowly consuming away from prying naked eyes, conceiving of no difference between the pulse of this tidal debris left remaining here and much more of that corpse-like feeling, and pale, lodged in a random state, lost in thought, angry somewhere, lurching out of the nowhere, from beyond the coffin lid, exploded into wide-mouthed strike, as the leech drives towards a pulse inside the throat, as the hungry monster or ghost might attack in a fake world where we do not try to actively understand each other without some incentive to the expenditure of energy, and the system takes the place of that desiccated form, leeching the love and faith away into a processing to transform the impulses into filth and lust and depravity openly corrosive to one's precious ideas of natural wisdom. A telepathic social neurotic toxin fed to us throughout our lives now, taking the place of an actual original thought as television mutes us into shades of decay with skyscrapers as cold grave markers, but will it be in the distant future? A riot with no respect of an earth or each other as the total structure begins to want to lean more into the gravity of the wind as towers built by these former impressions of the self disguised in stereotyped fantasy as poltergeists, all echoing the rejected sentiment as thrust into us by diseased and lecherous fools as the demographics do not respect their creators as saviors carved out of the strictures of a vague information age, made to think it badly need some cartography to help us find a way through. However, this is a false impression as fed through the televised umbilicus, pulsing light and sound out of the box at our heads to cover up that natural facet of adaptation that allows us to move forward without a vision questing for the impending of destination inside of this deep population density stacked on top of one another in some absurd ideal of hierarchy gone wrong, as its own complexity makes it more dense inside, and this creates a concrete jungle domain where the most brutalized elements of the modern human nature are filmed and watched by the work-enslaved audiences, live, or in eventuality later, over airwaves, each in a rerun format allowing for slow motion and replays to occur in the great tradition of a subversive cinema, aggressively and excessively selling each other on what it is to have the right way to live, as constantly tested by the boundaries of reality, but only as we have been shifted from hunting and gathering for the most part into a producing, consuming culture of cannibal urges trying to play civil to the massive of moral endeavor marketing that takes place to sell successfully the soul of all nations into a homogeneous conundrum that will engulf and assimilate the human function as a mechanization of humanity into objective reality and empirical study under the impression of scholarly understanding that some of us aspire to in banal comfort once those fertile grounds of subtle knowledge are breached by the sensitive mind, embedded within the speculative behavior of loose assumptions. The knowledge before it becomes known to the people is a vast plateau on the edge of a spiritual mountain where human approach is always a difficult subject to bait and tackle. It is so nice to know that the interests of money come before the interests of universal enlightenment, which allows for a segment of the communication to become biased and inconsistent as one tribe starts to have less happiness and contented bliss, while the other side engorges itself on the harvesting and investment that all other tribulations have to endure in a systemic dysfunction, warping every other generation to appear ever afterwards until put to a stop. We are the remote viewers of an apocalypse that has yet to have happened, as though in some kind of looping revolution, entranced through a time-space continuum to come back at us. When that point has been reached, when many possibilities become one but unlike a great singularity, which may be glimpsed as a supernal cosmic equalization coming to material as well as intellectual conclusions with a clarity for the world vision and its limitations, it may also be represented by the great synchronicity, which houses the awareness for all things moving in a separate timing, that some could be certain is considered a realignment of consciousness, wherein a realization of personal interconnectedness with the universe's many encrypted layers opens up beyond static perceptions of reality. Details of the parts unique from the emphasis on the what we all know to be given, the functions of division and analyzable precision, whether the words make sense or not, but it is always one's own decision to take the plunge and dive in, to remain indecisive or live every day as though it will never last, somehow faked.